Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Well, this is Hal Coleman back with another episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast here with my good friend and associate, Mike Stewart. You there, Mike?
Hal, it's always fun to discuss marketing with you and affluent. Oh, is that something like in your plumbing?
You know, it sounds like it, but no, actually affluent means the people that have all the dadgum money.
Oh.
And want to spend it. So, yeah, and this is a big problem when we, with businesses such as pest control businesses, Mike, as you know, because we tend to try to have one message that speaks to everybody. And just try to capture everybody with one message. And that simply doesn't work well because different groups speak different languages. The affluent people don't speak the exact same language as the broke people do, you might say, or the struggling people. And
what's the right word? Financially impaired? Maybe that's a better way.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. We've all been there, too. But they're looking for different things. So it's very important that you, if you want to reach the affluent people, which I did when I owned my pest control business, and my clients struggle with this continuously. You know, they say, well, my biggest problem is I have a lot of clients who don't have much money and they're low income and they stay with me for 2 months and then they drop off the program and they don't return my phone calls or they get 3 months behind in their payment and I have to cut them off. So it's a struggle. And I suggest to them, why don't we target a different group of affluent people who have money and they don't mind spending money and they don't question prices. So this is something that we need to discuss.
Well, absolutely. In fact, a good mutual friend of ours, Steve Siebold, actually wrote a book, How Rich People Think. And there is a mindset of successful entrepreneur and business owners and people who are in professions that afford them to be affluent. And of course, you know, I don't think that we advocate that you don't take people's business because everybody has bug problems and everybody wants to get rid of bug problems no matter where they are financially. A bug problem is a bug problem. But we're talking about the marketing of this very needed service to the way different people think. I mean, there's a great book called As a Man Thinketh. And it's a basically your mindset kind of puts you where you are in your world. And of course, one of the things that we advocate is, you know, do change your mindset. But as a marketer, you have got to approach especially the customers that have, you know, the resources to pay you without. I mean, it takes time and energy and cost to be chasing down people who owe you money. And when you get a clientele, there's no reason why you shouldn't target that clientele that has the room on their credit cards or is adamant about having all their bills paid on time. And we're not talking about another pricing structure for that customer, but we're talking about the fact that, you know, the more of that type of customer you have, you know, that's a great thing to be marketing to. So share your wisdom and experience, because I know you were in a very nice section of Georgia called Roswell, which had a lot of affluent people, a lot of different types of affluent people living in that area up there. And they all had bug problems. So why did they go to North Fulton, Al? What did you do differently?
Well, I'll try to say first, you mentioned As a Man Thinketh, which is a great read. It's what, only like 12 pages long or something, but it's available free on the internet. If you look it up, you can download that free. As a Man Thinketh. I forget the name of the guy that wrote that, but has it withstood the test of time? So I would suggest anybody listening to this podcast, go and download that and just keep a copy up, print it off and read it from time to time and absorb it, because it's very powerful and very true. But anyway, yes, I targeted a lot of affluent people, but let's talk about for a second, Mike, why besides the obvious, just they don't mind paying the price, but why target the affluent? Affluent people, as a rule, work hard and they play hard. They have money. They work hard to get that money, and they don't mind spending it to have fun. So one of the things about affluent people is one of the things that you do when you market it is they don't have time to mess around. They don't want to waste time. They want everything to be easy. They like to have the credit card on file to make payment easy. They like to have the scheduling easy and the service done efficiently and quickly. And they're willing to pay for that just for the ease and convenience of doing business with you. And also, affluent people are highly professional people as a rule. We like to do business. Well, let's back up. Not even like to do business. Our subconscious mind looks at others as a reflection, and we automatically, subconsciously like people who are like us, and we subconsciously, innately have a tendency to dislike people who are different from us. Now, this is something and our human beings have tried to overcome forever, to try to this, because this is considered a negative, and it probably is in most cases. But if you want to market to somebody, it's much easier if they perceive you as being like them. If they say, "Wow, this company is, they're like me. They look like me. They talk like me. They act like me. So I like them." And so being highly professional people, affluent people are attracted to businesses that they consider highly professional and like them. So it's important, number one, that you look professional and that you sound professional and that you act professional. They don't so much like to sit around and lollygag and tell stories and carry on. You know, they just don't have the time to do that in most cases. So in order to target the affluent people, number one, you need to look professional. You need to have a professional looking uniform, and it needs to be clean and pressed, and you need to look professional and be as clean cut as you can. And your vehicle needs to look professional, and your presentation needs to be professional. That's what they look for. And ease of doing business, quickly, no wasted time, no snags, no hangups, no run around. They want it to be fast and slick as a whistle. And another thing is that we need to understand is that affluent people communicate with each other and they trust each other and they talk to each other. If you go into a gated community, Mike, you know, a lot of people think people live in gated communities for security so that nobody can come in there and rob them, but that's simply not the case. They live mostly in gated communities for exclusivity so that they feel like they're separated from the average population. And you can't come in here unless you're one of us. So they stick together and they talk and they trust each other. They don't have time to mess around and search for a lot of things on the internet, for instance. In a way, so what they'll do is they'll just pick up the phone and call a neighbor or call a trusted friend and say, look, I got a bug problem over here. Who do you use for pest control? Well, I use XYZ. All right, you got their phone? Yeah, let me give it to you. And they talk about these things. So it's very important that we understand how they act and how they think, because if we can get into their inner circle and get into their community, they'll refer us to a lot of their friends and neighbors. So I'm tired of talking now. You jump in there.
Well, you know,
I got to have some coffee here.
Yeah, well, you have some coffee. But you know, I totally agree. You've got to let go of any mindsets that this is a politically incorrect mindset. I mean, I don't care left, right, liberal, conservative. This is about your business getting customers that can pay you for their services. So if you're going to, whether you like it or not, it's a fact that affluent, wealthy people have a mindset. And they have a mindset because that was part of the mindset that helped them get to the point of being affluent. By the way, that book is called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It was written in 1903.
Yeah.
And it basically talks about, you know, you need to change your mindset. You need to be one of the most affluent in image, in how you talk, in how you relate, in how you advertise. I mean, I'll give you a great example how that we'll bring the internet into this. Very true, wealthy, affluent people in a gated community. In Atlanta, we had Country Club of the South, was a well-known, very affluent gated community. Football players, recording stars, business owners, CEOs. I mean, all kinds. I mean, one of the things that kept people out of that community is I think the average house was $1 million+.
Yeah, so, it still is.
Okay.
It still is.
Yeah.
I had a lot of customers in that community.
Well, and the thing is you as a business owner, the only color you should see is green. You know, you shouldn't have any mindset of like, well, I only want to work with this kind of person. You want to work with anybody that loves your services. So you're true. They will probably call each other. Well, who do you use for this problem? And they may say, hey, Hal Coleman, I use Hal Coleman. Well, I'll tell you something else they'll do. And I know they do this. When they hear that you may be a referral from one of their trusted colleagues, they're going to go to Google and they're going to look and research you and make sure that you match what they perceive is an affluent company. So that, hence, to give you an example, I'm not going to name names, but I got a client up here in Nashville who,
well, if they're dead, you can talk about them now.
Well, no, they're still a client, and I don't want them hearing this. But when I tell the story, they're going to know who they are if they listen to the podcast. This is not to be negative, but when you went on Google about a year ago, the only Google review they had, the only comment in Google about their business, which is called Google Reviews, were all negative. They had 3 negative reviews. And in fact, it's interesting to go look at your competitors. One of our clients is up to 52 5-star positive reviews. believe me, the affluent will use the internet to research you before they make a, you know, I don't believe every one of them will just all of a sudden call you. So make sure everything about you appeals to everyone, not just the affluent. Simple little things. You know, you don't need to dress sloppily when you're going to anyone. You don't need to talk in a way that's unprofessional in any way, no matter who you talk to, but especially with the affluent. And the motivation for me to work with the affluent is the fact that you know they've got the budget, they've got the money, and generally you're not going to be chasing your money. And those are the kind of customers that, you know, if you have a big stable of those kinds of customers, you're going to have a reliable cash flow that's going to let you weather problems that come down the road that have nothing to do with their business. So anyway,
That's a great point. And here's something else. You know, when I had my pest control business, which I sold about 9.5 years ago, I was at that time the highest priced pest control company in Atlanta. I evolved that way after reading. Actually, I really got on that track after reading a book by Larry Steinmetz called How to Charge a Higher Price Than All of Your Competition. And a great book, by the way. If you're listening, you should check out that book. But I just kept raising my prices, and I found that, wow, there are certain people who never question my price. One thing that people don't realize is the affluent people are, in most cases, automatically attracted to the highest price. When they look through a magazine or they shop, they are not looking for the cheapest pair of shoes. And if they look at these shoes and this pair is $69 and this pair is $48, and now here's a pair that's $228, they're going to immediately be attracted to the $228 pair because they perceive a higher quality and a greater value. That's why they immediately go to the Mercedes dealership or the BMW dealership instead of the Ford dealership, because they're not looking for average. They're looking for something of higher quality and higher value, because that's what they identify with. So sometimes just being the highest price alone can attract affluent people to you. And they already know it's a high price. So they are not worried about the price. They're equating that high price with high quality. And that will get you in the door sometimes in and of itself. But it won't keep you there, because once you market to the affluent and once you sign on the affluent, all you got to do is just disappoint them a little bit and screw up and you're gone. And then the word gets out the same way. They begin to talk about you in a negative way. So you've got to deliver with them. You have to do things differently than the average pest control business. And they have to see that. Now, I was doing back, I've tried to come up with the exact year, Mike, and I think it was about 14 years ago. Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. 14 years ago, you taught me how to do a video blog when none of my competitors, really, I don't even think, hardly knew what a blog was. And I was this little bitty pest control company with a handful of employees, and I was doing videos and sending them out, video thank yous, video blogging, video introductions, video educational things. And I actually had a guy from Orkin that is a really good friend of mine who was like the national technical training director. I'm not sure what his title was, but he asked me one time, he said, how do you do that? How do you do that? We need to be doing that. Now, here's the largest pest control company in the world was saying to me, this little bitty, tiny, microscopic pest control business, we need to be doing that. So that was one of the things. I actually published a magazine one time, and I did a lot of things that just set me apart from the average little small business, and it was just absolutely incredibly effective, and it attracted the people that that had the money and didn't mind spending it.
Absolutely. We probably need to get on out of here, but I'm going to leave you with one thing. You're talking about you're doing everything and anything to set yourself apart. And when you set yourself apart, you increase your value. And my friend Chuck Reeves said, your price is never too high when you can prove value.
So yep, he said, I have a little paperweight here somewhere from Chuck, and it said on there, he used to have these things called Chuckisms.
Uh-huh.
And they were in quotes, and this little piece of tile I have somewhere, and it says, nobody in the history of the world ever said I can't afford that and really meant it.
Yeah. And that's his belief was when you prove value, price is never an issue. And
yep.
So, and when price is never an issue, the market for price is never an issue is the affluent.
All right, Mike, listen, we do need to get on out of here because you know what?
What's that? It's deer hunting season, ain't it?
Yeah, but I've got people coming over this afternoon, and I'm promised to cook ribs for them.
Oh,
it's
God,
a friend of ours, friend
talking?
Of ours' birthday, and we're going out on the porch, and I've got 3 racks of baby back ribs up there warming up, and I'm gonna have baby back ribs and sweet potatoes, and we're gonna have a ball. We're gonna
fun. I guess that's how the affluent people live in Roswell.
We're going to sit out on the porch and eat ribs and get it all up in our eyebrows and everywhere else. And then we're going to have a couple of martinis and we're going to play music out on my back porch. How about that?
Well, sing one for me, brother. Have a good
time.
I'll
do it, Mike. Okay, listen. Thanks, folks. And go check out the Pest Control Marketing Gold. It is a membership site that Mike and I have for people who really want to kind of begin to taste a little bit of our coaching and get a little further instruction. Go to pestcontrolmarketinggold.com and check it out.
Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.